Now we're going to go to Bill in Florida, who has a tile cleaning question. Bill, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got some light-colored grout. It's actually salmon-colored grout on the floor.
What color are your tiles?
It's a Mexican-type tile.
It's like a terracotta look.
Okay.
The grout didn't get sealed originally.
Okay.
It was one of those live in and not have time after you did the job.
Right, right, exactly.
Got some bad information on how long I needed to let the grout set. But now it's in pretty bad shape, and I'd like some pointers on cleaning it without spending a fortune.
Okay, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, understand that there's two kind of levels of cleaning product for grout. One's called a grout cleaner, but the stronger one is called a grout stripper. And you probably need to pick up some grout stripper. It's a concentrate. You need to mix it in according to label directions. And when you apply it, you need to let it sit for a while, because that tends to loosen up the dirt and lift it out of the grout as best as it can possibly be done.
Does it do any damage to the grout itself, sort of break off the top layer?
No, it doesn't do that sort of thing. It really just gets in, and it's actually an acid, and it starts to loosen up all of that dirt, and it will act to lift some of that dirt out of the grout. And that's probably the best thing for you to do right now. You usually have to apply it a couple of times. Usually have to rinse. It's a smelly, stinky job, but it'll come out pretty good.
And then after that, can you seal it?
Yeah, after that you can seal it, which is a good idea. You won't have to go through this again.
What about odors in the house? Are there any problems with that?
Well, you need to work in a ventilated area. What I like to do when I'm using products like this is to open up two windows on opposite sides of the area I'm working in. So, you know, if it's a bathroom, of course, it could be a window in the bedroom that's adjacent to it, or the hall that's adjacent to it, or however you can get the air across. And if you have a window fan, you put it in one or the other and draw the air out of the house. So you just get a good cross ventilation, and that does a great job of keeping the fumes down.
That sounds great. Is that pretty readily available at home improvement stores?
Absolutely. You can pick that up at a Home Depot, for example.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.